just anything at all.
This is an interview with Farrell Sibley Worthen. This is September 3, 1981, Provincetown, Massachusetts. Robert Brown interviewing. You were born in Ohio, or at least raised in Columbus, Ohio.
I was born in South Dakota in 1890. May 22nd.
And were you raised out there as well?
I moved from there when I was 4 years old to Virginia, down near Petersburg, Virginia. And we lived there until I was 10. Then I moved to Ohio.
Was your family in business, or what were they?
Farmers.
Farmers.
Farmers, yes. And going to Ohio, we lived near Marysville for a year, and then my father moved to Columbus, Ohio, and that's where I had my early education.
And now, even when you were, say, in high school, were you interested in art?
Yes. The art teachers who were good teachers in those days were interested in their art classes, and they were interested in me. And it was probably because of their interest that when I finished high school in 1908, I had the scholarship to go for 3 years to the Columbus Art School, which was an established mid-Ohio art school.
Could you describe the way they taught art in high school? What were the courses like?
Well, I think we just had a certain amount of time given in the week, say, maybe 3/4 of an hour time on Fridays or something like that.
And what would you do, some drawing or
drawing
watercolor?
Or watercolor. I remember doing watercolor on Chinese rice paper of flowers, a flower or something. That's a vague memory, but it was.
But these teachers, as you recall, your teachers were good teachers.
Yes, they were interested in art, and I think in vacations they probably studied painting in some form. I don't know.
Did you begin painting? I mean, in school vacations or weekends, would you be drawing or painting?
Oh, I took painting lessons when I was, probably 15, maybe younger, of a woman who taught copy work on Saturday mornings.
Copy work? Now, what was copy work?
We took a lithograph and measured off and did a drawing and then a painting from that lithograph.
Did you find that pretty tedious?
No, I think I liked it. I didn't know any better.
And you were learning to paint in oils?
No, that was just watercolor.
Watercolor.
Yes, watercolor. Yes, and I think at that time I did do a head, which was very popular, of the Princess of Holland. Queen of Holland. Yeah. So that was an accomplishment.
Now, when you went to the art school in Columbus, can you remember what the ropes you went through there were, the curriculum? Did they start you out with very basic?
Oh, yes. We had basic drawing from cast for the first year. And
was that pretty effective, the drawing from casts?
Well, we learned how to measure the and get the actual results, I think.
Oh, well, you had to be very precise, did you?
Well, yes. Good training.
Yeah.
For the eye.
What, did you work mainly in pencil or?
Charcoal. And then probably the second year we went to life drawing, had the nude model, and drew from life. Mm-hmm. Also, we had watercolor from still life the first year, and we had a